بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب أدب الشرب واستحباب النفس تنفس ثلاثا خارج الإناء وكراهة التنفس في الإناء واستحباب إدارة الإناء على الأيمن فالأيمن بعد المبتدئ. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains the adab, the etiquette of drinking, and also it being mustahab, recommended to take three breaths outside the container, and it being makruh to breathe into the container, and it is also mustahab and preferable to pass the container around when there are many people who are going to share from that one container, to pass it around to those on the right first. An Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yatanafasu fi sharab thalathan muttafaqun alayhi. يعني يتنفس خارج الإناء. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to take three breaths while drinking. So in other words, he should take three breaths outside the utensil. He shouldn't breathe inside the utensil. So this means Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would not drink the contents of the container, the water, whatever it may be, in one gulp. He would take a sip and then remove the container from his mouth and breathe outside the container, then take the second sip, then again remove the container from his mouth, take a breath outside the container. He wouldn't breathe inside the container. So this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, it helps in the digestion of the liquids that a person is going to take and quench his thirst. The hadith said that a person should not drink like in one gulp like a camel. So, and that is the next hadith we'll be doing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining to us in this that you take, drink water, you remove the container from your mouth, then you breathe out of the container and not in the container. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تشربوا واحدا كشرب البعير ولكن اشربوا مثنى وثلاثة وسموا إذا أنتم شربتم واحمدوا إذا أنتم رفعتم. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, do not drink in one gulp like a camel. So many times a person is very thirsty, so he just takes the entire water in the container and drinks it in one go. This is not correct. This is like drinking like a camel. Rather drink taking two or three breaths. In other words, you take two sips, take a sip, breathe out, take a second sip, breathe out, take a third sip and drink whatever water is remaining. Then Rasulullah says, take the name of Allah when you begin to drink. Bismillah when you're drinking. And praise Allah when you finish drinking. So after you finish drinking, you say Alhamdulillah. It is a simple dua that we have learned from childhood days. And if you forget, at least try and memorize this dua. Or remember, simple Bismillah when you're drinking water and Alhamdulillah when you finish drinking the water. The dua is Alhamdulillah الذي سقانا عذبا فراتا برحمته ولم يجعله ملحا أجاجا بذنوبنا, which means all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala who has granted us sweet palatable water out of His rahmat, His mercy, and Allah did not make it salty and bitter due to our sins. وعن أبي قتادة رضي الله تعالى أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتنفس في الإناء متفق عليه. Same hadith which we mentioned already, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade breathing into the utensil. So many times a person is going to breathe into the utensil, there could be something harmful that comes out of his mouth, and it will cause problems when a person is going to drink from that water then. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught a simple method that you drink water, remove the vessel from your mouth, then you breathe out and not breathing into the utensil. Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhir da'wah alhamdulillah rabbil alamin subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi wa bihamdihi wa shukran.